If you only knew. I've watched you since you moved here. This house, it's so old now. My grandfather and his brother built it. He raised my mother here. My mother was married. My grandparents gave the house and land to her and my father. I used to live here. This room used to be my bedroom from when I was a child until the accident. You can see where it happened from this window. The road is hidden by trees now, but it's still there. I used to ride my horse, Jupiter, on that road. Jupiter and I would race as fast as we could go. The road curves near the end, and I loved the thrill of turning through it. I would let the reins loose and let Jupiter run his own way around the bend. I loved the race of the trees across my vision with the sunlight flashing between them. One day, as we raced through the turn like any other day, we came upon a downed tree across our path. I didn't see it, but Jupiter did. He leapt over it. I don't think he had ever jumped as high before. I fell out of the saddle, and as we landed, I was thrown into the woods. I felt strange when I stood myself up. Jupiter ran away when he saw me. I yelled angrily after him as he ran, until I saw why. I looked where I had fell and saw my own body crumpled against a tree. I still hate the memory of that sight. The way my head looked, twisted sideways, tilted all the way to my shoulder. I hate that my father had to find me that way. My parents moved out of the house almost right away. I remember listening to them talk at the kitchen table. My mother wanted to leave before winter came. She said she wouldn't be able to spend the cold months shut inside the house day after day, being reminded of me in every room. They moved to some place in the city. I don't know exactly where. Our neighbor bought Jupiter and some of the equipment from the barn. The rest was taken by an auctioneer. In January, the for sale sign went on the lawn. There's been some owners since. One wanted to farm the fields, but the banks wouldn't loan him enough money to get started. The next only bought the property to sell it again. She hoped the price of the land would take care of itself and didn't keep up the house. Then you came. I don't know why you're here exactly. You're alone. You rarely have visitors or talk on the phone for me to listen for clues. But you filled the barn with tools and you spent days fixing and working on the house. I guess it's your house now, isn't it? The work you've done is really good. My grandfather would have been impressed. I've grown fond of you. You're skilled with your tools, and I like that you've cared for this house. I think you're handsome, too. It's been a long time since I've been with a man. It's been a long time since a man has even seen me. Miss the look. The eyes of the boys pretending not to glance as I stepped into my stirrups at the fairs. Or how I could make my childhood friend blush by leaving open a few buttons of my shirt. He would politely point out on the display, usually with a joke about the hazards of how I was growing up. Sometimes he would pretend to confuse his words and say, growing out. And sometimes he would take his time before claiming his notice of my indecency. He would take a moment to admire my show of my growing from girl into woman. I liked it when he did that. I think I would have opened more buttons for him if he asked to see more. But now, no man sees me. No one can. It's surprising how much I miss it. To be lured by strangers was always unwelcome, but to be noticed by boys I liked, stared at by men I loved, I miss it. But you don't know any of this. Even when I'm standing right here talking to you, you don't know. You can't hear me. You can't see me. You probably don't even know my history. You don't know that I once lived here, or that I died on that woodlot road. You don't know that this room with your desk and your computer and your books used to be my bedroom. Do you know my bed used to be right where you're sitting? Do you know I became a woman in this room? It happened when my parents were out for the evening. They're seeing the boy from the other property across the back of ours. We used to meet in secret, in the same woods where I would go riding. We would fool around there, hiding among the biggest trees, their leafy branches concealing us as we opened our clothes for each other. Sometimes we would just kiss and touch. Sometimes we did more. We became bolder and bolder, undressing a little more. Once I wore a dress with nothing underneath, thinking that I would be brave enough to get him inside me. But the courage wasn't quite enough, as I thought. We finished each other off, half naked, me riding his fingers and him spilling over into my pumping fist. I still remember the thrill, feeling his cum hot on my fingers for the first time. One evening, when my parents were out, I was so swollen and wet at the thought of getting him inside me that bravery didn't matter. I called him on the phone to meet me in the woods. I kissed him so deeply, put my hand to his hard crotch, and told him that my bed was waiting for us. I took him straight home and into this very room. I had his belt open, and he had my dress up before we were even through the door. I pulled his pants to his knees. He pulled my dress over my head, and we did it on the edge of the bed. We pounded each other like wolves without even taking boots off. He was in me only for a short while, obviously wanting it as much as I did. Then he pulled out and shot himself all over me. He burst so hard that his wet drops reached all the way to my neck. I'll never forget the feeling of those pearls landing across my stomach and breast. They'll forever be a memory of my first time. Now, you're sitting where my bed used to be. You'll never know what I did there. But I know what you do. I watch you. I used to just look inside your bedroom while you dressed. That wasn't enough. Now I let myself have a good look at you. I've liked what I've seen. Especially when you dim the lights and enjoy those private times with yourself. I've watched you take yourself into your own hands. I enjoy seeing you pleasure yourself while I lurk in the corner of the room. Sometimes I join you. It's not the same when I was alive, but I can still remember and feel pleasure. I love watching you finish as the thick white liquor pours out of you and over your hand. I wish it was my hand. I wish I could feel it on my skin. The way it felt when I first became a woman, right there, where you're sitting. Sometimes you look at women on your computer screen and hit yourself off. I wish you were looking at me instead. Oh, to be looked at with lusting eyes again. The way you look at those women, strangers on your computer screen. I would be your subject if you could only see me. Would you lust for me the way that you lust for them? Would you stroke yourself while looking at me? Would you empty yourself onto my breast? I would find a way to make you want me. If only you could see me. Now, what is this you're doing? I've not seen that box before. Is that new? You seem very curious about what's written on it. Let me look over your shoulder and see. It's, some sort of mask, is it? New glasses for your welding work in the barn? Well, hurry up, open it. I want to see what it is. Ah, it's some new goggles, isn't it? Funny that you would be opening that box in here and not in the shop. What is that wire for? Does it plug into your computer? What in heaven's name for? That's very strange. Well, put them on. You look ridiculous, but at least I can be amused. You seem very excited about them for some reason. If only you would talk to yourself so I could hear what you're doing. Now what are you doing? You're looking around like you're swimming in a river. Is it like the ViewMaster toy I used to play with? What can you see? I wish I knew what you were looking at. Is it the famous buildings of the world? Or of mountains? Or perhaps you're looking at naked women, Yes, somehow I think that's what it is. Oh. Now you're looking at me with those silly things. Really, you're much more handsome without those on your face. What's wrong? You look frightened. What is it? Are you seeing something scary? I don't think there were ever any horror pictures in the ViewMaster whales we had. Stop staring at me with those things. It's upsetting. Turn the other way. Your face looks like you've seen a ghost. Oh God! Are you looking at me? Can you see me? If I move towards the door, does your head follow? It does. Oh, you see me. You do see me, oh heavens. Oh, I am sorry. Can you see me? Can you really? Oh, I may cry. I've been invisible to you, just a spirit, watching you in all your most moments. And now you can see me. Maybe those goggles aren't so ridiculous after all. You're frightened. I can tell. Please, don't be. You can see me, but still can't hear me speak. How can I reassure you? How can I make you understand? Are you interested in me? Do you think I'm attractive? All these months that I wished you could see. I wished you could look at me the way those men used to look. Now you can, but with fear. This isn't what I want at all. Here, look at me as I pull the strings of my sweater for you. Slowly, read the suggestion on my face. Yes, that's right. I'm not frightening at all. In fact, I'm actually very present to look at, aren't I? Shall I pull up the strings more? Pull until they come undone. I have your attention now, don't I? Yes, I can see that this is working. I'll let you see what's underneath these strings. I'll let you look. But I want you to do something in exchange. I've watched you for so long, wishing that I could be seen and desired once more. Watch as I drop these strings that held my sweater closed. Watch as I open it and reveal my breasts for you. There. Do you like them? I want you to like them. Yes, I can see that you do. What would you do if I could be real and whole for you? Would you cradle my breasts in your hands? Gently, like bolts of treasured silk? Or would you ravish me, squeezing and sucking at my nipples as they hardened on your tongue? Either would have delighted me. Alas, we cannot touch. But we can enjoy each other, nonetheless. Now that exchange I mention, I want you to pleasure yourself for me. I want you to stroke and pump yourself for me, the way you do for the girls on your computer screen. I want you to pleasure yourself until you burst and empty yourself in white, dripping release onto me. Let me feel the wet drops of man's lust on my skin again. Let me remember again what it felt like when I became a woman in this room. Let me come closer. Yes, reach for my breasts. I wish that you could truly touch them. I wish I could feel you hold them, weightless on your fingertips. But my body left this house long ago. The spirit is all of me that remains. It can be enough for you, if you let it. Follow my hands. Yes. Follow my hands as I lead you from my breasts. Good. Follow as I guide your hands down, down to your waist, down, lower, down to what I want. Yes. Here. You understand, don't you? Let me hold my breasts up for you to make it clear. You know what I want. Unfasten your pants for me. Do it. That's it. Yes. You don't need more convincing, do you? Let me kneel in front of you as you take it out. Show it to me. Grip its mass and present it to me. Let me examine it like accepting a bottle of wine. I want to watch every detail of your performance. Look at me and pleasure yourself. Show me that you like what you see. I want to watch you build your lust stroke by stroke until it rushes out of you. And when it does, I want it pointed here onto my skin, hot as when I felt a man's come on my chest for the first time. Put your first strokes upon yourself. That's it. The first slow strokes, your hands sliding the length of your shaft, only brushing your tip now, only the gentlest of touches. But you'll be very attentive to that place soon, won't you? Staring at me before you, my neck and chest presented bare naked. You'll soon ache to spill yourself onto me. You'll soon moan at the sight of me wanting and waiting for your release. Do you like me tracing my fingers around my neck and chest? Does it encourage you? Does it make you mad and drive your pumping fists faster and harder, urging the pleasure? You're stroking yourself fiercely now, aching to trigger the throbbing in your groin that will bring what I want. Your lust, molten, white, and hot, spurting onto my throat and breasts. Yes, you're so aggressive now. I can imagine how hot and feverish you feel. I love that you're doing this for me. It's been so long. Lust for me. Want me. Pleasure yourself until it pours out of you. Is it boiling inside of you now? Give into it. Stare at my body and lose control at the sight. See my face, wanting and urging for you. See my chest, naked and open, begging to receive the rewards about to flow from you. Your breath comes and gasps now. Your only voice is a moan. Yes, this is what I want. Give in. Finish yourself with eyes fixed onto mine. Show me the lust that bursts out at the sight of me. Oh, yes, that's it. Look at it gush from you. The sight is thrilling. Don't stop. Don't stop until you've given me all of it. I've wished for that so long. I've wished for you to pleasure yourself while lusting for me instead of the women strangers on your computer screen. Alas, I cannot feel the heat and wet of your climax on my skin, and that your lust is sadly wasted on the floor. But I remember what it feels like, and you made me thrill at it again. I hope that my fantasy thrilled you as well. It is sad that I can't touch you. But neither can they, the strangers on your screen. Isn't it better to lust and pleasure yourself for me? Me who once lived here. Me who still enjoys the attention of a man. Me who especially enjoys your attention. Now that you have a way to see me, won't you please look to find me when lust swells inside you again? I'm often nearby, watching you. If you leave out notes for me, I might read them. If you speak aloud, I might hear you. Share yourself with me. Write out your fantasies and leave them for me to read. Perhaps we'll play out one of those fantasies when you next put on those funny goggles.